Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
The biggest challenge for any youth ministry is helping teens embrace a wholehearted devotion to God that lasts far beyond their years in the youth room. But what does that look like? How does it happen? And how can parents and youth leaders work together in helping their kids follow Christ? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Veteran youth ministry educator and author Duffy Robbins joined us, and he spoke to the relative importance we place on safety when it comes to our kids developing in their faith.
Basically, the idea of that it needs to be fleshed out faith. And what I mean by that is that you're right, that it's good. I believe that we need to do a better job of teaching doctrine and propositional truth. I think that's been a fault, actually, certainly of parenting. We don't really catechize our kids, and in youth group we've sort of moved away from that because it's not as you hear people, youth workers, say, well, I'd rather my kids know God than know about God. And I'm going, well, if you don't know something about the God you know, you don't really know much, you know. But so I'm all for the truth, but ultimately at the end of the day, there also has to be a sense in which it's a faith that is flesh. I mean, we worship a God who was incarnate, enfleshed, and that means usually putting us in places of risk. And therein lies the problem, is that no parent wants to see their kid in a place of risk. We don't really want our kids to be given the chance to make bad decisions. But what we forget is that's how most of us learn to make good decisions. As youth workers, that's kind of one of the mantras of youth ministry. I want to make my group a safe place for kids. I get that. But remember what Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, told the kids when they walked into Aslan and when they walked into Narnia, that Aslan's not safe. He's good, but he's not safe. And I think in our effort to make youth group a safe place, we forget that most people don't discover God when they feel safe. They discover God when they feel unsafe. And that's the hard part about it. We love them. We want to keep them safe. But real life discipleship is not just a first-hand faith. It's a fleshed out faith.